The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family. If you have a business, glad to help you there as well. I'm certified financial planner Tony Nafar in the studio today with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course Craig Montana running the studio for us. Thank goodness for Craig. What if we had to talk, look at stuff we brought with us, and run the board? Wow.
I have trouble doing one thing at a time.
That's what I mean. That's a little too much multitasking for me. So thanks for Craig. And by the way, thanks to you listening today. As always, we certainly appreciate you. And we want to let you know, again, that the free review is still available for you. Don't go through the rest of this summer. I know you get busy with this and that and whatever. But take that 45 minutes or an hour, whatever it is, come to the office, bring whatever's on your mind, make sure that you are doing the right things for you, your family. And I get a lot of folks who are thinking about, gee, you know, I got a small business. Can I have a retirement plan? I just sent some information to somebody the other day about that very thing, Jamie. So lots of topics that probably go through your mind off and on between everything you're doing in the summer. And why not say, you know what, now is the time. I'm going to do it while I got a few minutes.
Yeah, many times we don't spend enough time talking about the opportunities that are out there for small businesses when it comes to setting money aside. Usually you're so involved in getting your business going and making it profitable that you don't think about all the financial things that are available to you that help make your business more profitable.
Well, and to help put some extra money in your own pocket as well. Hey, that's one of the reasons why we have small businesses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it isn't just about make your business more profitable, get some tax breaks for your business possibly, or et cetera. As owners, you can also do some things for yourself tax-wise. Has to be structured right, but you can do it. And again, we help with that as well. In the meantime, all kinds of stuff going on in the markets today. Of course, our president's traveling the globe right now and not getting the warmest of welcomes. Have you seen some of that video where everybody's looking like major sourpusses, all these Europeans and stuff?
Yeah, they're not sure what they're getting when he shows up, and they're concerned about, like, the markets. You know, we always talk about the fact that the markets don't handle uncertainty very well, and countries function the same way.
Yeah. And speaking of not handling it well, we've had some blips on the radar here in the market. So how do you handle these things? And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is the guy who is actually an economist, but he has turned out to be one of the greatest investors of all time. And, in fact, his theory of how markets work is one of the things that all of us who are planners basically look at. And most of us have to study that at one point or another. So we'll talk about that. And how's your money doing? Got some questions? Getting ready to take a little break here. If you got a quick question, hey, give us a call right now and we'll answer it for you in private on the phone while the commercials are playing. Here's your chance. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
Life is complicated. Work, family, emails, children, text messages, taxes, relationships. It's complicated. But your finances don't have to be. At Associated Credit Union of Texas, they understand. That's why they make it easy. With the accounts you need, the technology you want, and the personal service you deserve without the gimmicks. Simple, straightforward, and secure. That's ACU of Texas's commitment to you. Get associated with Associated Credit Union of Texas so you can get on with life. Federally insured by the NCUA. ACUTX.org.
Spring weather is already here, and summer's not far behind. Call Modern Air Solutions now for the $60 summer checkup. Modern Air Solutions, locally owned cooling and heating technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient systems, but can also service any problems with any existing unit. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work and always a fair price. Get your summer checkup now by calling Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. Financing available, license number TACLB. 741-66R.
Secondhand Palace, open year-round inside Serendipity at 122 Sylvan Street in Carmine. The Secondhand Palace booth has great vintage, retro, upscale, and funky junky items for your next project. And while you're there, browse through the quilt room, piled high with antique quilts and vintage fabrics and textiles. Secondhand Palace, that great little treasure trove even your best friend won't tell you about. You'll find Secondhand Palace inside Serendipity in Carmine. Open Thursday through Sunday from 11 till 5.
Houston Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the World Series champion Houston Astros games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, DDM Pipe and Steel, Apple Ford, Mattress Guys, Cool Shades Window Tint, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, The Kenny Store, K-Bob Steakhouse, SFS Schulte Farm Services, Apple Hyundai, and Fireplaces, etc. Please support our Astros sponsors. And for Houston Astros baseball, keep your radio tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
Do you remember when you were a kid? Which grown-up do you remember most?
It just takes one day.
One caring adult.
One Boys and Girls Club.
Who changed your life?
Who's gonna change mine?
Are you the one?
For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, call 979-277-9383. Or visit the club at 1710 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Two members of the Money Makeover team right here in the studio for you this morning. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, and Jamie Keyes is here. He's a chartered financial consultant, and between the two of us, we have probably 80 years of 70 or 80 years of financial planning somehow in our experience here. And, you know, one of the things that somebody asked me the other day, Jamie, was about what the new tax forms are going to look like now that we had all these changes, right? And I do have a little blurb here from a company called By the Numbers that puts out all kinds of number-crunching statistics. And they said a draft of the new Form 1040 for 2018 tax year was just released a couple weeks ago. It has just 23 lines on it compared to 79 lines on the existing 1040. So, gosh, wow.
Well, simpler would be better.
Well, you know, a lot of it
depends on what's
deductions
on those 23 lines.
Yeah, exactly. There may be something there. I haven't looked at this thing yet. So I don't know, maybe the complexity is very much reduced. So that's good news if that's true for all of us who particularly do our own tax preparation. Maybe not so good news for CPAs and tax preparers, but we'll see. We'll have to take a look. But that's a significant drop in complexity, though. That's 50 lines of data that you
don't
have
there. I saw an interesting article regarding the tax returns recently with all the technology that's available now. And the reality is that the government has, I don't know whether you consider this frightening or not, but the government has enough information on us already where we could do online tax returns that would be automatically filled in for us.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
I was surprised by that, but evidently, there are specified industries that are fighting that, obviously, because...
Oh, are they Agent R whoever? And yeah. Mm.
So, but that I found that pretty amazing that there's that much information on us out there. I'm constantly surprised by that type of stuff. You know, even though, my sons work in that type of industry, the information industry, and they keep telling me, Dad, you'd be surprised.
I don't think I want to know. I just don't want to know.
Yeah. But the fact that the government could automatically fill in your tax return, mm-hmm. and you wonder why, when you submit it, why you might get an audit, they have information. And when you, if you don't put all the information on there, they know it.
And there are different things that they probably go red flag, red flag, that's red flag automatically on their computer programs. So, yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons why I brought this up is that we have lots of our own wonderful, loving, and fabulous clients whom we highly value as not just people who are paying us money or working with us or whatever, because they're nice people. So they always come up with questions. And one of the questions is, well, how can I get a little more of a break on my taxes? And what can I invest in? What are the kinds of things I can do to help with my taxes? And Jamie, you have some information this morning about municipal bonds.
Oh, this is kind of an interesting article. If you're one of those investors who likes to invest in, they call them munis, mm-hmm. the municipal bonds, there are lots of ways that you can invest in a municipal bonds. You can buy the individual bonds yourself. Why do you buy individual bonds? You buy them because they pay you an interest rate. Basically, you're loaning a bond is a loan. You're loaning your money out to whoever the entity is. In this particular case, we're talking about municipalities. And most of the time, the interest that you receive on a municipal bond comes to you income tax free. There are exceptions to that, but we won't go into that. Mm-hmm. But why do people buy muni bonds? Because they're tax-free income, and they do it because, generally speaking, they consider bonds to be less volatile than the rest of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do we know what's going on currently? We talk about it like every couple of weeks, seems like, what the Feds are doing. And mm-hmm. we know that interest rates are going up.
So when interest rates go up, bond yields go the opposite direction. They go down.
Yeah, so the value, your value, if you have
the bonds themselves go down.
Yeah, the value of the bond goes down. Mm-hmm. And so if you had a bond that was $1,000 and it's paying 4% interest, and a new bond is $1,000 and it's going to pay 5% interest, and you want to buy a bond, which one are you going to get?
I'm going to get the one that's going to pay me more
5%,
money, right?
Yeah.
And so what's that going to do to the value of my old bond that's only paying me 4%?
Yeah, so if I want to sell my bond and it's only paying 4%, what do I have to do to get somebody to buy it?
I may have to discount it.
I have to discount
it.
So what that means is the value of your bond goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other ways to invest in bonds also. You may go to a money manager who takes money from lots of people, and their job is to buy municipal bonds.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, what's going to happen to the value of that portfolio for that money manager? Well, they deal with the same kind of issues. And so what you have to take a look at is there may be a time where you may have to tell that money manager that you want to sell some of that portfolio because it's worth less than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a way to maybe get out from under that investment and reinvest it somewhere else. How does that affect you tax-wise? Well, as a loss, there are certain things that you can take a deduction for in a year for tax purposes. Or
right.
You may want to offset some of your gains.
Yeah, I mean, there's tax loss in that kind of a case if the value of the portfolio of those things, the muni bonds that are grouped together in that vehicle that you're investing in, if they go down and you take a loss, then you can offset other things that you may have on your taxes and particularly in your portfolio. But again, if you don't want to try and research bonds yourself and buy individual bonds, which you have a little bit more control over. I mean,
right.
If you've got separate ones, there are different ways to organize those. It's kind of like laddering, what they call laddering CDs
right.
at the bank.
With different maturities.
Yeah. So it's the same thing you can do with these municipal bonds. That kind of helps alleviate some of that problem of your bonds going down in value. Their payout will be staying the same, but the value of the bonds, if you wanted to sell them, will go down. So what you do is you keep structures of different kinds to kind of have longer-term ones, shorter-term ones, et cetera, to kind of balance out that risk.
Yeah, what's interesting about that type of investing is, generally speaking, we would categorize the type of investor who buys bonds or invests in bonds or works with managers who invest in bonds is, why do they do that? They do that because they're risk adverse. They don't like volatility. Most of the time, that would be the case. That's not always the case, but generally speaking, people who invest in municipal bonds like them because of the safety and the income that's generated. Well, all of a sudden now, if with rates going up, what's happening to their
Capital that they put in, right?
And to their risk, they're being adverse to risk. What we find is that we're seeing that they're having to face more volatility than they originally thought.
So that kind of brings up another thing, though, and that is, risk and reward, risk and return.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about that. Volatility is your risk in there. And, it's interesting that there are certain people that we all kind of lean on in the financial field, and certainly as we study through our courses of being financial planners, one of the things that happens is you have to look at what they call modern portfolio theory.
I remember that term.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Anyone listening knows about that who is a student of investing. And, it's a guy named Markowitz, and he actually started off, he is an economist, right? But his theories of risk and reward and how to gauge risk and how to invest because you're gauging that risk and figuring it out quantitatively, this guy is looked at as the father of modern portfolio theory. And that's how many of us, in fact, probably most of us, if not all, do at least part of our financial analysis for our clients. How are we going to pick things for a portfolio based on the risk tolerance of each individual client? And part of that decision-making process really is based off of Mr. Markowitz's work as well. How do things react to each other in investments, right?
Yeah, there are whole books devoted to the process, and he's obviously written books about modern portfolio theory, but he's also turned out to be a pretty good investor.
Yeah, he put his thoughts and theories to work, and he's done very, very well. And, somebody asked again the other day, how should I invest, and what about volatility, and how is there any safety? We were just talking about bonds and the fact that a lot of folks say, okay, I'm investing in bonds because they're safe or safer. If you're investing in money, your money in different investments, even Markowitz says there are levels of risk on each one of these, and he outlines what they are and says you never escape it. Even if you're putting your money in a savings account, you're making a risk to you. And what would that risk be if you're getting a very low rate of return?
Well, if you're getting a very low rate of return, what you're trying to do is reduce the amount of risk that you have. So what that means is I'm willing to accept less risk so that I can make sure that I get a return. But when I do that, I give up return.
Mm-hmm.
So the more risk you take, the higher return you expect. It's that risk-reward ratio that we always talk about. And the modern portfolio theory talks about that also. But if you're going to take more risk, you're expecting higher rate of return. And as we talked about bondholders, they're willing to accept lower rates of return because they want less risk.
Yeah, and then we're saying lower rates of return, not maybe in relation to a CD or a money market account, because that's lower, right?
That's even lower.
Yes, that's even lower. But we're also going to compare it on the other side to things that make traditionally more, have the capability of doing so, which may be stocks and vehicles that have stocks and those types of investments in them, where you can make higher rates of return. And again, it's always that risk and reward trade-off, right?
Yeah, and when we talk about bonds, there are types of debt that are secured, and there are types of debt that are unsecured when it comes to bonds. If you have a secured bond, your rate of return is going to be lower than those who are willing to buy an unsecured
because
bond.
Because you're paying a little extra for that insurance, basically.
Right. And so, again, that goes down to that risk-reward. How much risk are you willing to take? Are you happy with the return? It's always amazing, if you have somebody as an investor who says, I want no risk and I want a high return. Well, those two things don't go together. And so if you go in to see an advisor or you talk to a money manager and you don't want to take any risk, but you want high rates of return, you're asking the impossible.
Well, and then the corollary to that, I think, is if they're promising you that you're going to have some fantastic return.
Well, first of all, they shouldn't be doing that.
Well, number one. But number two is if you're going to be basically taking no risk whatsoever, ever, I think you need to look for the door and leave as fast as you can, because there are just some things, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
If you're just being told that you can get a 10% return and no risk, I'm sorry, but that really doesn't exist.
So, again, that just kind of makes sense. But, again, there's a lot of that kind of stuff out there. And, people try to talk to you about various things. So, again, come in and get the straight story. We're glad to have you come in and do the free review, or you can call us at the office. And we'll talk to you about whatever it is. And when we come back from this break, we're going to look at answer to another question that I had lately, which is how are things shaping up this year so far compared to last year? All right. Are we better in general? Gee, it seems like everything's been down. Hey, markets have been down more than they've been up, it seems like. So we'll talk about that, see where we are a little bit so you can kind of get your bearings.
And I also got some interesting statistics about the U.S. population that are a little bit surprising, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Meantime, you got a question? We're here right now. We can take your call while the commercials are running. So here is our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Navarre and Jamie Keyes on today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
We're not happy, but we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please when the weather's fine.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through August 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor or Kubota.com.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Mission. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs, and we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis? Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
KBHI 1280 is going to knock your summer out of the park.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
Keep listening to KBHI 1280. You could be rounding the bases to exciting summer destinations like Moody Gardens in Galveston, Typhoon Texas in Katy, the Houston Zoo. Tickets to see the Round Rock Express and Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham. Or you can hit a grand slam with a two-night stay at the Guadalupe River Houses in New Braunfels. When you hear the sounds of baseball, call us at 836-9937. Caller 6 gets to take a swing at the KWHI Summer Games. Thanks to our sponsors for helping us load the bases with prizes. Ben's Body and Paint in Giddings, Fireplaces Etc. in Bryan, Cruise Planners, DDM Pipe and Steel, Chronic Tractor, and Mattress Guys in Brenham.
Now the 2-2. Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in.
We're going to knock your summer out of the park on KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we got an office for Central Texas, which is in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. The other one in the city of Houston on St. James Place. That's a little street that's tucked quietly between San Felipe and Westheimer. And I say quietly because I know some of you are like, oh, I wouldn't want to go there. I don't like that traffic. Well, we're just far enough away from that Galleria shopping mall mess.
Yeah, pretty soon you'll have your own bus lane.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I will put a word.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. I do want to put a word of caution out there, though, for any of you planning on going to that area lately. Post Oak is just hideous. All right. It's just horrible. I mean, road construction. How long has that been going on? It seems like it's been going on forever. And you just almost can't get in and out of any place over there. And, of course, I'm realizing that more frequently here because so many of our continuing education and seminar meetings are at a big Italian restaurant right there. And every time I have to go there for one of these meetings, I
figure out where the entrance is.
Okay.
So that's why so many of our clients like to come out to Brenham to meet with us out here.
It's pretty. It's nice. And you get to go goof around at the shops and the restaurants and
you betcha.
Get a little taste of the country. So either way, let me give you our office phone number, by the way. So if you'd like to schedule a time to come by, talk with us about whatever's going on financially that you'd like to check in with us on. Are you on track? Can you do something better? What are you doing? Are there pluses and minuses to that? Great. There always are. At least we'll be able to help you with what are those. Sometimes it's not always obvious, right? So here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Now, Jamie, real quickly here, somebody asked me, are we any better this year than we were last year? I mean, they had a S&P 500 investment vehicle that they were using. And they said, geez, I just don't really think. I heard that the S&P has been bad, it's been down, and da-da-da. Okay, as of the end of June of this year, the total return, and that includes dividends, on the S&P 500 is at about 14.5%. That's over the past year. So June 30 to June 30, about 14.5%. 11.9% per year for the last 3 years. And about 13.5%, actually 13.4% per year for the last 5 years. And this is interesting, 10.2% per year for the last 10 years. And that would include the washout period that we had with the markets really tanking. Yeah, that 2008-2009 period.
But hence the term of the long bull market that we've been having.
Yeah. So that is no bull, all right? Yes, things have gone pretty darn well. And again, even if you have S&P 500 investment vehicles and you're not quite up to that level, or maybe you're at 9.9 or 10.5 or something like that, again, it's when you bought it and what you did when we had down markets like 2008-9. Right. And all that, that's going to determine if you were anywhere near this. Just because I said, again, Jamie, that those were the returns, those returns are not going to be your returns because.
Because your portfolio is your portfolio.
There you go. And when you got in, when you got out, all these other stuff, if you're still in, when did you start and all that, unless you did it exactly the same, exactly the same time as the measurements here, it's not going to be exactly the same.
Well, and the other thing that you mentioned at the beginning was the fact that that does include dividends.
Yeah.
And not always, if you invest in the S&P 500, are you getting those dividends?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that factor in there also. Also have some interesting things. We talk a lot about doing the free review. And we need to talk a little bit about the fact that it's really important for couples and when they do their planning, we talk about making Social Security decisions, mm-hmm. How important it is for the female. And then there's some statistics that kind of bear this out. This has to do with birth rates in the United States. A baby girl born in the United States in 2017 has a life expectancy at birth of 81.4 years. That's mm-hmm. 55 months longer than life expectancy at birth of a baby boy, which is 76.8 years. 55 months. That's almost 5 years longer for females.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do planning, it's really important for females to get involved. They have the most to lose because they're probably going to live the longest.
Right. So, again, things like long-term care, big factor for women, And also, what we always talk about here as well, because it's so important, is Social Security planning and proper planning.
Right.
Especially with couples, because men who take their Social Security early...
Doom their spouses if they pass, if the men pass away first, doom the spouses to a 25% reduced income for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Now, unless the spouse has a bigger paycheck and has more Social Security payments, okay,
which we see, more and more nowadays.
Sure. But if it's like most of the time what we're looking at, the man in the family usually is making more. And in that case, if they take Social Security, you know, any time before their full retirement age, which is either going to be 66 or 67, roughly, all right, if they get it 62 to any time before they turn 66 or 67, and their spouse or widow is going to depend on that money, she's going to get a 25% cut in what she would have gotten had her husband stuck it out until at least he was full retirement age.
Yeah, and another statistic that kind of falls in line with this has to do with the general population. Now, the population of the United States has doubled since 1950. Doubled. But the number of Americans over age 65 has quadrupled since 1950.
Wow. And four times?
Four times.
Woo.
So it's really important, you know, when we talk about planning, you know, if... the population has doubled since 1950, but the over age 65 has quadrupled. What does that tell you about how much longer people are living?
Well, and that's why coming in for the free review, it's one of the reasons why it's so vitally important. It just makes sense. Social Security planning is a very big deal. It's a huge part of what we do with our clients. It's not just how much you're putting in your 401k. Yeah, that's important. Should you pay off your house? Yeah, that decision's important. What about other things? You know, what kind of insurances? Do you have enough life insurance? Health insurance, all these things. But, you know, it really, really is vital to come in and sit down because it's not easy. There are like 80-something ways to... collect Social Security and try to figure these things out. This is not an easy deal to figure all this out, but it's a tremendous service that planners provide and that we provide to clients. And again, come in, at least find some things out. Come in for that free review. Again, our phone number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. This is just a good part of overall financial planning, Jamie.
Absolutely. I was in a social setting with a bunch of guys recently, and they started talking about Social Security and Medicare. And these are people that I know, and they know what I do. And I was still amazed at the misconceptions. And so, you know, they said a couple of things that I considered to be incorrect. And since I considered they were probably incorrect.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and so I tried to, you know, tell them, you know, then this is really the way that it works. And they said, but somebody told me, I said, well, that was wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there's a lot of misinformation out there. And these are decisions that are going to affect you for a long time, you know. And they were talking about the fact, you know, that, you know, they're in their 60s, middle 60s, and how much longer they can expect based on life expectancy, compared to how long they worked. It's almost the same amount of time mm-hmm. that you're going to be in retirement as you were in the workforce. And so these decisions, that's why we try and emphasize the fact that it's important when you're making the decisions to come in and talk to us so you don't make a mistake that could affect you long term.
Yep. So free review again, 979-836-2903. 03. We wear our thinking caps just for you during that review. And that's 979-836-2903.
I want to mention one other thing that's kind of on the opposite side of the coin when it comes to age. There are as many Americans with outstanding loan debt, which is 45 million, as there are retired American workers, 45 million, who are receiving monthly Social Security benefits. So when it comes to planning, we don't just talk to people about retirement. You know, one of the big issues for our society today is the amount of student loan debt that's out there. Mm-hmm. And that requires some planning also.
Yeah, in fact, I just got asked about, is there any alternative for many couples now have big student loans.
Right.
The husband and the wife. And what do they do? I mean, they're working, they're trying to be productive, they're doing everything right, but this debt is just crushing them. You know, should they refinance it? Can they refinance it? What a mess. And if they're going to take the next 30 years to pay that off, geez.
And that planning can get complicated also, because there are options out there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know about all of them, you can make mistakes there.
Yep. So free review, very, very important. And we're always happy to meet you. Anyway, coming back, I'm going to answer another, actually a client question, who's in the car buying mode. They want to look for something, and it may be foreign.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. And they're saying, am I going to have to pay more now with all this tariff stuff back and forth and what's going on?
Good question.
Oh, so we'll come back and talk about this tariff business and the car business when we come back. Meantime, questions? Got answers right here. Here's our radio number. We're going to take a little break here. Talk to us now. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
Compassionate, caring, professional, comforting, attentive. These are just a few of the words our families use to describe the exceptional care provided by Brenham's premier funeral provider. Brenham Memorial Chapel has been serving our community with compassionate care for well over 62 years. We are locally owned and operated and believe strongly in our family serving your family. Let us carefully design a funeral that is a personal reflection of your loved one. We are experts in cremation and the many options available. Perhaps you've considered planning ahead to ease your loved one's burden at the time of need. We are here to help. For more information, please call 979-836-3611 or visit us online at BrenhamMemorialChapel.com. There is a difference in funeral providers. Come see why we are Brenham's Memorial Chapel, located on top of the hill at 2300 Stringer Street.
AMA Home Care of Brenham is dedicated to providing special care for special people. With AMA Home Care, your loved ones will be able to remain in their own home while still having the extra care they need. Our assistant living program offers services like housekeeping, cooking, and transportation. We also offer speech and physical therapy. We have a medical social worker on staff. We have private sitters and a registered nurse on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Remember, AMA Home Care, 830-8383.
If you're looking to upgrade, update, or add to your current space, Woodson Lumber should be your first stop. They offer a wide range of lumber, building materials, fencing, and farm and ranch supplies, along with all the tools you need to get the job done right the first time. Woodson Lumber also carries a full line of GAF and Tamco shingles for all of your roofing needs. No matter the size of your project, Woodson Lumber is your local one-stop shop. All at Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Your operation, the right equipment, big savings, and WC Tractor in Brenham. They're the perfect match.
Buy now and you can get 0% financing, cash back, and more on the complete line of New Holland tractors, hay and forage products, and material handling equipment. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham soon for details, because the Perfect Match sale event ends September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
For some great summer fun, plan to spend some time at Hideout on the Horseshoe in Canyon Lake. A Hideout's 19-cabin resort creates an environment of pampered luxury that surpasses the standard fare for the Guadalupe River. All cabins overlook the Guadalupe River or scenic hill country, have direct river access to the Guadalupe River, and are just 10 minutes from downtown historic Greene. Right outside your door, you'll find fishing, rafting, kayaking, hiking, tubing, and various other Texas hill country experiences right around the corner. Hideout on the Horseshoe is perfect for weddings, business outings, family reunions, church gatherings, and honeymoon getaways. 19 luxurious waterfront cabins on the Guadalupe River, located on the famous Horseshoe Loop in Canyon Lake. Also check out their sister property, Whitewater Condos. These luxurious waterfront condos also overlook the Guadalupe River. This summer, book your stay at Hideout on the Horseshoe by calling 830-964-4540 or visit their website at stayandfloat.com.
What do kids in public schools, private schools, and homeschools have in common? 4-H. You didn't know that, did you? Small town, big town, or way out of town. There's a 4-H program tailor-made for your family, no matter where you call home. It's not just about raising livestock. 4-H is about raising our future leaders through a wide variety of leadership programs and exciting activities. I want you to bring your kids. Get involved. Raise a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
And welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, here's our phone number. Come in for that free review. You're not going to regret that. Nobody tries to, you know, shake you down, charge you something. There's no hidden fees. Nobody's putting the hard sell on you. We just really basically talk things over with you. And you find out whether you're on the right track. If you want to work with us, great. If you don't, that's fine. No hard feelings there. But at least you come out of that experience knowing something you didn't know before you came in.
Now, what comes to my mind is we had a couple who came in, like a lot of families now, they had a second business that they were running in addition to their primary occupation, and they were not aware of the fact that there are options available to them for setting money aside. Mm-hmm. As a solo 401k plans.
Yep.
And, you know, as we had mentioned before, there are a lot of business opportunities that you have as a small business that you may not be aware of. And now they have, to my knowledge, have never become clients of ours, mm-hmm. but yet they went away from the meeting with ideas of ways to set more money aside that they weren't aware of before.
Yeah. In fact, I had a similar experience with someone I talked with in our Houston office. And this individual has a brother who's now got a small business along with another partner. And they were looking at retirement plans for the business since they're starting to do pretty well. And first thing they said was, oh, 401k. Well, there are like four people yeah, working in that business right now. And they've got some part-timers that wouldn't be eligible
right.
for a 401k. So realistically, they got three or four people that would be on that 401k. It's very difficult to make the cost of that 401k make sense. There may be scenarios where that would be okay, but not in this one, okay? So they didn't know that there were other types of retirement plans
right.
out there. Like a SEP IRA, which they didn't like because everybody was going to have to get the same percentage of their pay put in, right? Or a lot of small businesses use a simple IRA, and it is exactly what it says. It is simple.
Simple.
and yet you can put in $12,500 bucks a year, get a little bit more into that if you're 50 and over, right? And the employer can match at 3%. There is a match that's required, but it's only for people who put money in. If you got several employees that are never going to put anything in, no matter what you do for them, great, okay. So everybody else who does put money in, yes, you do have to match them. And there are some times where you can go down to maybe a 1% match, which is, generally speaking, not all that much in most cases. But again, it's efficient, it's tax efficient, it's a break for the business, and it's a break for each participant, including the business owner, if they're participating. It's a tax break for them, too. It's a deduction, right? So lots of things. It's very simple paperwork, very, very easy to understand. Much easier to explain, by the way, than 401ks. So again, I use a lot of these with small businesses when it's just not appropriate for them to have a 401k. That's it, right? Easy. And it's not as much of a hassle for the business to come up with money for other types of retirement plans that are just going to, you know, if you put 20% into a SEP, you'd like to put 20% in for yourself. Hey, you got any employees who work more than 400 or 500 hours, you're going to have to put 20% of their pay in too. That may not be attractive for everybody. But the simple IRA is that nice crossover in between thing that I got a lot of businesses with those still.
Again, that's an example of knowing what questions to ask. And you can't expect to know everything. And the reality is we deal with this stuff every day, and we still don't know everything.
Nope.
We know a lot, but we don't know everything.
But we really know how to quickly access the answers. That's exactly right. So take advantage of our brains. Here's our phone number again at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're happy to have you as a loyal listener. We'll see you back here again on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.